Mass. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence or attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
President Joe Biden making his feelings known regarding the near unprecedented unrest in the island nation, located only about 90 nautical miles from Key West, Florida, and America's south. Cuban police are out in force as the president is accusing Cuban Americans of using social media to spur a rare outpouring of weekend protests over high prices and food shortages. Demonstrations in several cities and towns were some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment seen in years in tightly controlled Cuba. Afghanistan's former president on Tuesday assured the Afghan people that the stalled peace talks between the government and the Taliban would restart soon. Hamid Karzai made his remarks during a news conference at his residence in Kabul as the Taliban continued to capture more territories in the north of the country, a traditional stronghold of U.S. allied warlords and an area dominated by the country's ethnic minorities. Karzai called on both sides to stop fighting and said that capturing more territory is not going to benefit the Taliban and that they should be a part of a peace deal. The Biden administration is renewing genocide allegations against China for repression of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in its northwest Xinjiang region. It's also warning Eritrea, Ethiopia, Myanmar, and South Sudan of possible further sanctions for ethnic cleansing and conflicts that they are involved in. The administration sent the messages in Monday's release of the State Department's annual report to Congress on genocide. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers agreed on Monday on an ambitious global infrastructure plan linking Europe to the world. The infrastructure scheme is designed to rival Chinese President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, which Western governments fear encourages countries to take on large Chinese loans that can then be leveraged by Beijing for political purposes. Brussels has already inked partnership deals with India and Japan to coordinate transport, energy, and digital projects connecting Europe and Asia. Iraqi medical officials say the death toll from a catastrophic hospital blaze in a southern city has risen to 58. Two health officials said today that more than 100 people were injured in the fire that torched the coronavirus ward of Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in the city of Nasiriyah the previous day. The officials say all those who died suffered severe burns. Earlier officials had said that the fire was caused by an electrical short circuit, but have not provided more details. The Pope remains in a Rome hospital after surgery. From the Associated Press, this is Karen Chamas.
Vatican has announced that Pope Francis is to stay in hospital for a few more days to optimize his recovery. Pope Francis will remain in Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic despite completing post-operative treatment in order to make the most of his rehabilitation therapy. Surgeons removed half of Francis's colon on July the 4th for what doctors said was a severe narrowing of the large intestine. The 84-year-old has, however, made a public appearance since this surgery as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. He used the occasion to call for free healthcare for all. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll in the Miami-area condominium collapse climbed to 94 yesterday as officials plan to step up security at the site to make sure the personal possessions of the victims are preserved for their families. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said 22 people remain unaccounted for in the June 24th collapse of Champlain Towers South, an Oceanside condo building in Surfside, Florida. Top officials at the World Health Organization say there's not enough evidence to show that third doses of coronavirus vaccines are needed. They appealed Monday for the scarce shots to be shared with poor countries who have yet to immunize their people instead of being used by rich countries as boosters.
At this stage in the pandemic, the fact that millions of health and care workers have still not been vaccinated is abhorrent. Variants are currently winning the race against vaccines because of inequitable vaccine production and distribution.
The remote Joe Palca, VOA News.